Welcome to the show, everybody. It is Fantasy NBA Today, Ethos After Dark. What's up? Hanging out late night with your guys, Rick Kamla and Hall of Famer Steve Alexander. And before we tip things off and hear from our buddy, Dr. A, we've got to hear from our sponsor. Because basketball fans, it's that time of year again. The NBA is back. That's why we're hollering at you here at midnight from opening tip-off to the buzzer beaters. BetOnline has you covered with the best odds, the biggest promotions, and live in-game betting on all your favorite teams. This season, every game matters. BetOnline offers every stat, matchup, breakdown, and live odds to bet on during the game. And it's not just the NBA. BetOnline has odds on everything from football, the MLB playoffs, the NHL, political props. Six days from election night. So that's a big deal right now. Head to the website today, folks, to get in on the action with America's most trusted site for online wagering, BetOnline. The game starts here. All right, so let's recap our must-add players. And we talked about the Clippers and Blazers game while that thing was live. The top four pickups, based on our conversations here, Koulibaly, Reece Hoshea, Trey Mann, and Jordan Hawkins. Let's rank these four for the people, Doc. I'm going to go Koulibaly number one. I am going to go Hawkins number two because of all the injuries on New Orleans. It's crazy. And by the way, what do we know about New Orleans historically? They're always hurt, okay? So Hawkins is second. Third would be Reece Hoshea. And fourth would be Trey Mann. Koulibaly, Hawkins, Reece Hoshea, Mann. That's how I stack the must-adds right now. How do you stack those four?
I'm not going to remember all their names, but I'm going Hawkins one.
Oh, okay.
Because I was all over Hawkins a week ago. Like, he's must-add right now. Reece Hoshea is two. Koulibaly's three. Mann is four.
I love it. So takeaway for you guys.
I have one more thing. I have one more game note. Daniel Theis got hurt for the Pelicans tonight. Only played 5 minutes. That means Yves Nisi could play a bunch of minutes if Theis's injury is serious. So I'm not telling you to run out and pick up Yves Nisi of New Orleans, but if Theis is going to miss time, Misi's going to play.
And that would mean Zion playing more center as well, maybe, possibly. All right, Doc, let's talk about Halloween. Let's move on to Thursday. What's up?
All right. No, let's go.
I'm going to be at a concert tomorrow night, Doc. I'm excited. St. Pete, Halloween.
Can I tell you?
I'm stoked, baby.
Can I tell you my favorite Halloween memories? Walking on the square of Galanaga in like 2008, and my phone rings, and it's Rick Kamla, who I hardly have know well enough to be talking to on a noon phone call. You're like, bro, League Freak's all messed up. Like, what do you think I should do here, dog? Should I do this? Should I do that? I'm like, I don't know. I got the Incredible Hulk right here. I got like a Tinkerbell over here. And I've got a bag full of candy in my hand. And a million people around me. But I think we should do this. And like, Halloween was always the official start of the NBA season back in our day. And so I always have these fond memories about Halloween and the NBA.
I hear you, brother. I've said for years the NBA season is Halloween to tax day. And it's changed a little bit, but that's about what it is. All right, so the first game, Milwaukee at Memphis. And, like, I don't know how to feel about this game. Like, Milwaukee at Memphis, Giannis, Ja, Dame, Ja. Like, I should be excited about this game, but I'm not. Milwaukee's 1-3. Memphis is 2-3. I believe they fell to 2-3. I've got 2-2 written down here. I think they fell to 2-3 with their loss tonight. Nevertheless, Damn, been a disappointment. This is the underachiever bowl for me. Will Ja Morant play in the second of a back-to-back? Ooh, God forbid Ja Morant should really push it and play the second of a back-to-back. He probably will not play tomorrow night, and it will drive me absolutely crazy. By the way, Doc, the low minutes, the okay stat lines, already missed a game, might miss the second of a back-to-back. I am so regretting taking Ja Morant in the third round. Everybody who faded him, everybody who faded Ja Morant, and you all know who you are, okay? You win it. What can I say? You win, all right? And I'm still going to win leagues even with what I perceive as not a colossal mistake, but Ja Morant in the third round is looking like a mistake right now. I'll say that, okay? We got a long way to go. But I'm bummed out, dude. Like, what? Am I dumb? Do I not know what I'm doing? Like, why isn't Ja Morant shot out of a cannon and doing 30-point games and, like, doing amazing freaking things on the basketball court? Why is this not happening?
He should be on a revenge tour, dude.
Exactly.
He should be so angry that nothing can stop him. But he's not. And, Rick, while we're talking about tomorrow, I think it's too early in the season to be betting a lot of money on who's going to win these games. Last night, we had Charlotte beat Toronto at Toronto. Cleveland killed the Lakers. Indiana beat undefeated Boston. Detroit kind of killed Philly. Washington kind of killed Atlanta. Like, there's a lot of weird stuff going on. So, just as a Dr. A advisory, don't go crazy and bet on a bunch of these games until we figure out what we're dealing with.
I don't disagree. I don't. when I was on with Brew on Monday, I was 3-1 against the spread that night, but probably a little bit of a horseshoe up my, you know, what luck. With that, it is hard to bet on the NBA early in the season. You got to find the right spot.
Portland beat the Clippers. And my boy, Norm Powell, 30 points. Let's go. Hey, also, before we're at the end of the show, Benedict Mathurin, who we did not mention, 30 points tonight. Keep an eye on that dude. Pacers bench.
He's a tough guy to own, man. I think he went 19, 21. Ooh, Ben Mathurin, then five, then five, then send him back to waivers. And now, of course, against Boston of all teams, he pops off for 30 points.
He's a tough guy to own, man.
He's a tough guy to have. I like him, though. I mean, he's a very good player, very up and down with the stats. Houston at Dallas tomorrow night, Doc. Houston's at 2-2. Dallas is at 3-1, humming along. They got a good win against Minnesota a couple of nights ago. So that was last night. Some awesome matchups, at least in the box score, right? Kyrie Irving against Jalen Green. Shengun against Gaffley. You have Dylan Brooks. He'll be guarding Luka a lot. This is going to be a fun game. And, you know, the thing I want to talk about here, Doc, I like Dallas. And actually think, I don't know what the line is. Let me see if they've got a line out on this. Earlier tonight, they did not have a line out on this game, Doc. Let me go to ESPN. And they're pretty proud of their ESPN thing.
Minus 5.5.
I don't like that number. I'm going to play it, though. I'm not really crazy about how Houston's playing as a team right now. They've got one guy rolling. Houston has one guy fully activated. Okay. Dallas has several players activated right now. And Dallas is at home. I'll lay the 5.5. I feel good about that. Okay. Like Doc said, you gotta be picky and choosy here. But let me give you some stats, Doc, and let's help the people out with this. Jalen Green is at 29 points a game on 22 shots. 22 shots is a crazy amount of shots. Like the best players in the league, Jason Tatum and those guys take like 20 or 21 shots. Jalen Green's at 22 shots. Alpi Shengun, Doc, is at 15 points on 14 shots. He is 14 points lower than Jalen Green and taking 8 fewer shots per game. Is this a trend or a mirage?
And making a shitload more money. I don't know, man. I mean, if you're coaching Houston and Jalen Green is out there, like, he looks like he sort of owns the court, right? Like, right. He passes the eye test, and he's out there just doing whatever he wants, and nobody's telling him no. And I don't know. I think Jalen Green is locked and loaded for a big year.
Doc, I have him in almost every league. It was literally a theory, right? Like, this might be a pop year for Jalen Green. I wasn't completely convinced on it, like I was with a Banchero or some of the other guys in my pop player article and that kind of thing. I was like, you know, like Jaden Ivey, for example, he was like a theoretical pop guy for me coming in. Yeah, like he should pop. Evan Mobley, theoretical pop guy. He's popping. Jaden Ivey is popping. And so is our guy. Now, Doc, San Antonio at Utah, okay? Lauri Markkanen left the game the other night with a back injury. He's questionable. Uh-oh. He's at 18 points on 38% shooting. Uh-oh. There's literally nothing to like about Utah right now. Hendricks is eating into John Collins. Colin Sexton is now coming off the bench. Jordan Clarkson is Jordan Clarkson. His lines are but the shooting efficiency is terrible. Walker Kessler, like, okay, I mess with him. I've got him in a bunch of leagues, all right? I'll take that back. Walker Kessler is the one thing that I'm enjoying from the Utah. You can have the rest of it. You can have Clarkson, Sexton, Markin, and all these guys. San Antonio, Doc. Chris Paul played well tonight. Had his best game as a Spur. Jeremy Sochan is absolutely killing it, okay? Had another really good game tonight. But Wemby, we talked about him earlier tonight. It's the second of a back-to-back. Oh, Doc, I just had a thought bubble. Does Pop go Pop and not play Wemby tomorrow night? And, like, add to the misery and the torture of Wemby managers? Does Pop just hold Wemby out tomorrow night at Utah? What do you think?
Dude, all summer long, literally all summer long, I kept saying on these shows, are the Spurs taking or are they playing? Are they trying to win or are they tanking? Nobody could tell me. They're like, oh, they got Chris Paul. And we're all like, yeah, maybe they're going to try to win. Hell, I have no idea at this point. I have two backtracks I want to make. Taylor Hendricks blew out his ankle and leg. He's out for the year. You may have been watching football when that happened. But that means that means John Collins is somebody now. And going back to Dallas, I got to give you props. I think it was probably in June or July, you got on here, you and I were talking somewhere, and you're like, you know what? Dallas understands Kyrie Irving. Dallas is paying Kyrie Irving. Dallas is loving and taking care of and nurturing Kyrie Irving. Guess what? Kyrie Irving is going to have a mini MVP season. That dude is not going to quit. He wants the ring. He wants it for Luka. He wants it all. And he's happy. And we're seeing it on the court every night.
Andre, our great producer, Andre LaMouche, is telling us Pop apologized to the media for taking so long to get to the interview room after the game, explaining, I had a few things I wanted to say to my team first. He declined to share his message, but he did tell us, quote, the first thing for us to realize is it's a 48-minute game.
Thanks, Pop.
I mean, that's pretty vague. I mean, okay, you're hitting us with a cliche right here. The tension's starting to stir a little bit there in San Antonio, but hopefully Wemby goes to a depleted Utah tomorrow and you know, has a 35-17 and what's that?
Would you bet on that game?
I would not, because of the uncertainty with Markkanen, I don't trust San Antonio, so I can't craft like an angle there where I feel good about them going. Utah's a very tough place to get a win. Okay, you got to have your act together to go into Utah and win, and the Spurs do not have their act together.
Would you spend $11,100 FanDuel dollars to put Wimby in your lineup tomorrow?
I mean, I'd have to see. I mean, there's four games.
I don't know.
I'd probably, because that's going to be your highest priced player. I would probably, I'm scanning through the.
Luka.
You know, Giannis, if you're gonna spend Luka, that money, you go James Luka. Harden, Kevin Durant. I would not make him like my heavyweight tomorrow. It's on the road. It's at Utah. It's just I need to see a pop game, dude. I need to see like a flex game from Wemby.
The funny thing about you calling it a pop game is last year, right? Like, this would be the most Popovich move. What a way to go out. Like, okay, Wemby's a rookie. Everybody's scared. I'm not going to play him. Guess what? I'm going to play him every friggin' night. And now, his sophomore year, when all of us go all in, it would be the most Popovich move ever to be like, guess what, a-holes? I'm not playing Wemby more than 20 minutes a game this year, and we're not going to run any plays for him. Put that in your pipe. That would be so pop.
It would.
I would actually totally respect it.
I wouldn't. Come on, man. That's like Ebenezer Scrooge time, dude, man. That's like a freaking buzzkill.
That's Bob.
Freaking Bob. I'm not inviting Pop to the party, man. I can tell you that. He's a party pooper. I'm not.
I'm kidding.
I love Greg Popovich, and it's. I'm just kidding. All right, Doc. We gotta scoot here. We got one more game to talk about tomorrow night. Phoenix at the Clippers. Okay. A couple things I want to bring up here. Yusuf Nurkic is getting very, very close to the waiver wire. Okay. He's at 8 points, 8 rebounds, 1 block in 21 minutes. Okay. Here's the problem. I figured with Tyus Jones going to the Suns that Nurkic was going to suffer because he would start, but Grayson Allen would then come off the bench, and then Grayson Allen would like eat into his time and this kind of thing. It hasn't even been Grayson Allen. Okay. It's been Plumlee. Plumlee is at 17 minutes. Plumlee is playing well, like nickels and dimes doing the Mason Plumlee thing, but he's playing well. Mason Plumlee. Okay. But he's at 17 minutes. Nurkic is at 21. That is sounding alarms in my head. Okay. And then you have Grayson Allen, Doc, also a guy that you could probably send to waivers right now. He's played 2 games, 17 minutes. He's averaging 5 points. And Royce O'Neal and the rookie Ryan Dunn. What game was that? Was it the Laker game the other night? I think it was. I forget, so many games. But Ryan Dunn was really getting into an opposing superstar on the defensive end. And it was a huge talking point on the broadcast. And he's long, he's active, he's athletic. It was a great pick by Phoenix late in the first round. But I didn't know that, like, in the second week, he would already be like, hey, we really have something here in Ryan Dunn, okay? But they do. And he brings defense and size and versatility that Grayson Allen does not. Grayson Allen, obviously, is an elite three-point shooter. But this is not what my bingo card said for the Phoenix Suns. That Yusuf Nurkic and Grayson Allen in the second week of the regular season are probably waiver wireable. Pretty crazy what's going on with those two guys.
Yeah, I think Nurkic belongs on the waiver wire. Like, he's just not getting enough minutes to make a big impact. And if I'm sitting on Grayson Allen and Dante DiVincenzo, two of my favorite players from last year, I still have time to wait for DiVincenzo to get this figured out. Like, he's been horrible, just as bad, if not worse, than the other guy. But man, it's been bad, dude. I'm gone. I'm cutting him all day. You're muted.
My bad, Doc. I do like the Suns tomorrow, Doc. So again, you got to pick and choose your spots. If you're going to play games right now, you go with teams that have their act together against teams that don't. Okay. Don't like bet on two teams like Milwaukee and Memphis. Don't bet on that game. Okay. Nobody knows what's going to happen in that game. Literally nobody knows. Both teams underachieving. Is Ja Morant going to play? It's too many question marks. San Antonio, Utah, don't even bet the game. Okay. But we like LA, okay, 2-1 coming in. They lose a heartbreaker tonight to Portland, but it'll be the second of a back-to-back for LA. They will be at home, but the second of a back-to-back. LA's only loss this year coming into tonight was against Phoenix in overtime. But Phoenix, to me, is playing very well. They've got their act together, man. Durant's cooking. Booker is cooking. Tyus Jones is cooking. Royce O'Neal and those guys are cooking. Bradley Beal is questionable, but to me, he's a luxury item for this team. And to me, they could go in and, like, let's say they're laying two. Or let's say the Clippers are -1.5. Go ahead and play Phoenix. I think Phoenix is going to be a good play for you tomorrow night. Doc, any closing comments before we say goodbye to the people here on a beautiful Wednesday?
If you listen to me when I told you from the rafters here a week ago, I think, and a little bit before that, Norman Powell is going to ball. Well, he had 30 points again tonight. And yeah, I know. He only had one steal. He had 0 blocks. But he had 5 triples, 30 points from a guy you pick up off waivers who had 37. Kawhi Leonard is not walking through that door. Mike Woodson of the Kansas City Kings, wrong team, whatever. Terry Cummings. Not walking through that door. It's Norman Powell's show, baby. Get Norman Powell on your team.
We get a Terry Cummings reference. All right, I got to look up. Just one more thing. I got to look up Powell's rostered in Yahoo. He's at 72%. Again, it's light. He should be like an 88, 92%. Roster. He's 25 a game coming into tonight, and he just popped for 30.
I think he was probably maybe 40% rostered 8 days ago.
Let me see the ad here. It says only +7 last week on Yahoo, but who cares? Go get Norman Powell if he's still on waivers. All right, but like we said, I had Koulibaly as the must-add. Doc had Jordan Hawkins as the must-add. But when you do the ranking here, he had Koulibaly at 3, and I had Hawkins at 2. So Hawkins, if you consensusize what we're saying here, Hawkins would be the number one pickup. So for Dr. A, for our great producer Andre Lamouche, for our buddy Aaron Bruschi, and everybody here at Sports Ethos Fantasy Basketball, our show is Fantasy NBA Today. We appreciate you joining us. Again, me and Doc are going to be rocking out midnight, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, starting next week, okay? So these late-night joints are going to become very regular. Get used to them, and we're looking forward to them as well.
Man, yeah. If you guys like an hour and a half show, let us know. If you want it to be less than an hour, let us know. Because Rick and I sit here and talk till the sun comes up.
We could. We've done that many, many times before. All right. So we are out of here, guys. We really appreciate y'all watching and maybe quote tweeting us on Twitter and that kind of thing to spread the word here. But today's episode was brought to you by Bet Online, and we will see you soon.